This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it is time now for the Noon Ag Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville, and McAdams Millwright Service. And now with the Noon Ag Show, here's Gabe Osborne.
Thanks, Levi. Now here in Ag News on your Monday afternoon. President Biden's proposed tax hikes to pay for his massive infrastructure and social spending plans has unnerved many in farm country, just as Biden is winning buy-in for his climate change proposals. Farm groups like Biden's ideas on rewarding farmers for climate-smart conservation practice purposes, but proposed new capital gains taxes could undermine that support. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says, quote, a bright caution light is flashing on ending stepped-up basis and increasing capital gains taxes that could punish hardworking farm families. AFBF tax advisor Pat Wolf.
Farm Bureau's position is that current law is the best way to help farms and ranchers transfer at death. Under current law, all capital assets transfer without tax.
Biden would instead impose a capital gains tax at death on gains of $1 million or $2 million per couple, essentially replacing the stepped-up basis, while the capital gains rate would nearly double for households with income over $1 million. USDA says most farms will owe no tax if they stay in the family, but AFB isn't sure.
This new proposal may allow that to happen, but it comes with a lot of strings and conditions, and we don't know what those are yet.
But one thing is known. A tax hike would allow Senate Democrats to again use the streamlined legislative procedure called a reconciliation to pass Biden's infrastructure and social spending bills with no Republican votes, provided that all Democrats agree, which is not the case just yet. A new study sponsored by the National Biodiesel Board shows switching to biodiesel will result in several health benefits, including decreased cancer risk, fewer premature deaths, and reducing asthma attacks. The research got conducted at 13 sites across the country that get regularly exposed to high rates of petroleum diesel pollution. Researchers found that switching to 100% biodiesel in the home heating oil and transportation sector would provide immediate community health benefits that can be measured in reduced medical costs and health care benefits, such as preventing 340 premature deaths every year. Other benefits include a 45% reduction in cancer risk when heavy-duty trucks like semis use B100 and an 86% reduced risk when biodiesel is used for home heating oils. Other yearly health benefits include 203,000 fewer asthma attacks, 46,000 fewer sick days, and $3 billion less in health care costs after switching to B100. This study quantifies the health benefits and shows that by using renewable fuels like biodiesel and renewable diesel, we are bringing positive changes to people's lives, the nation's health, and the economy, according to National Biodiesel Board CEO Donald Reagan. In other news from around the country, chicken is in such large and high demand here in the U.S. that restaurants and processing companies are having trouble keeping up. Supply challenges are hitting all sorts of chains that serve chicken, including bone-in chains, burger joints that sell chicken sandwiches, pizza chains that sell chicken wings, as well as traditional wing restaurants. That problem has led to higher chicken prices, especially for wings. RestaurantBusiness.com says prices will stay at record levels for the foreseeable future. Quote, we believe these higher prices are likely to continue in 2021 as suppliers are struggling to hire enough people to process chicken, thus placing unexpected pressure on the number of birds that can get processed, according to Charlie Morrison, CEO of Wingstop. That's negatively affecting the supply of all parts of the chicken in the U.S. and not just wings. Prices for bone-in wings and the spot markets are up more than 50% year over year. Kentucky Fried Chicken introduced a new chicken sandwich earlier this year and is having trouble keeping up with that demand. While there are multiple challenges faces chicken supplying, a lot of the challenges are based upon demand. Chicken sandwich demand has risen dramatically, while chicken wings have seen even greater demand increases. The latest great demand increase for chicken wings was back at the Super Bowl, with a record amount of wings eaten this year. In large parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio are abnormally dry, and most of Michigan is in a moderate drought due to limited spring precipitation. This last week's drought monitor showed arid conditions covered 48% of the Midwest, the heart of the United States corn and soybean production areas. That's compared to 32% 2 weeks ago. Much of the Ohio Valley states, as well as Iowa to lower Michigan, had little to no precipitation over the last week, the drought monitor reported. Almost all of Michigan's lower peninsula and the eastern third of the upper peninsula were in moderate drought. Precipitation deficits over the last 90 days have been building. Streams are low, and soil moisture continues to dry in the lower peninsula of Michigan. The USDA rated topsoil moisture as short or very short in half or more of Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, South, and North Dakota. Several Colorado counties were asked to voluntarily conserve water. And moving on now into State of Illinois Ag News on a Monday. Farmers in Illinois who would like to run for a 3-year term on the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, the Illinois Soybean Program Operating Board, or the Illinois Sheep and Wool Marketing Board can now start circulating nomination petitions. Petitions are available through the Commodity Organization and at the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield. The deadline to complete and return these petitions is coming up May 15th for the corn and soybean boards, and the end of May on the 31st for the sheep and wool marketing board. To be eligible, every candidate must be 18 years old, have produced and marketed the pertinent commodity they'll be representing last year in 2020, and they must reside in the district they're going to represent, and they must be submitting a valid petition by the filing deadline. Elections for all three boards will be held July 6th, and more information can be obtained by calling the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 524-1083 or on their website at agr.state.il.us. Districts for election in the Corn Marketing Board include 2, 5, 8, 11, and 14. Local districts include District 11, which is Christian, Effingham, Fayette, Montgomery, and Shelby County on the Corn Marketing Board. District 14 is Bond, Clinton, Madison, Monroe, St. Clair, and Washington County. In the Illinois Soybean Program Operating Board, those districts are 2, 10, 11, 14, 16, and 17, and the district in our local area is District 10, which is Christian, DeWitt, Macon, Moultrie, and Shelby County. And for the Illinois Sheep and Wool Marketing Board, they have openings in District 2 and 5. District 5 is in our local area and includes Adams, Brown, Calhoun, Cass, Green, Jersey, Macoupin, Morgan, Pike, Schuyler, and Scott counties. And moving on to local ag news here on your Monday, the Hillsboro FFA chapter's greenhouse will continually be open this week after school from 1:30 till 3:30 each day this week, Monday through Friday. Coming up Saturday, May 8th, the American Farm Heritage Museum in Greenville will be holding their Spring Fling Festival at the museum grounds south of Greenville along 127 and I-70, again held Saturday, May 8th from 8 to 4, rain or shine. There's free general admission, a flea market and swap meet, barbecue competitions, and more. You can learn more about the event on Facebook and online at AmericanFarmHeritageMuseum.com. The month of May is National Beef Month, and here at WSMI, we're going to celebrate as well, along with the Mid-Illinois Livestock Producers, and they'll be providing 4 gift certificates to Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro to celebrate Beef Month. And here at WSMI, we'll choose 4 lucky winners this month, each Friday of the month, as we have 4 Fridays here in May. So continue listening this week and the rest of the month to the morning and the afternoon farm shows for your chance to win every Friday of the month a $25 gift certificate to Paris Frozen Foods in celebration of National Beef Month across the country. And that wraps up your Ag News here on a Monday afternoon, but remember you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, May 3rd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.